Ephesians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Pray also for me, the Apostle Paul says, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. I'm bringing this scripture tonight because as our new pastor arrives, I'm putting him in the position that the Apostle Paul asked that he be prayed for a certain way. The Apostle Paul here in this scripture is saying, pray that whenever I open my mouth, I will receive words, words from the Lord. Let's talk for a minute right now about Paul's relationship with these people of Ephesus. This book of Ephesians, of course, has many wonderful truths in it that the Apostle Paul was giving. Words were definitely being given to the Apostle to write that book to the Ephesian church, and now we are blessed by it. But there was something about wanting the prayers of the church to take him further or take him deeper, more effective for the Lord, and to speak fearlessly about the Lord. Now, we understand that the Apostle Paul was in prison in Rome when he wrote the book of Ephesians. So there was something happening in his life that could have discouraged him. It could have been experiences of that he had already had that were making him tempted to be fearful. He had been beaten with stripes, 39 stripes, three different times, if I recall the exact number. He had been stoned to be left for dead. He had been in shipwreck. He had been rejected by his Jewish friends and elders. And so many things were happening that he knew he was in the will of God serving the Lord, but he was being hurt. He was being injured. He was going through great struggles. And now in this particular time, he was asking the church, pray for me that I won't get afraid to really speak the word of the Lord. Isn't that touching? Pray for me that I will be fearless in the way I speak of Jesus where I am. And of course, not only speaking, but writing. Because he goes on to write the book of Philippians, the book of Colossians, and the book to Philemon in prison there in Rome. But this church at Ephesus must have been one that he felt he could call on for prayer. Must have been people that had such a relationship with him that he felt if they prayed for him, something better was going to happen in his life. That was the place where Paul had been on his second and third missionary journeys. He had been in Ephesus just a few days on his second missionary journey, talked in the synagogue some to the Jews. But on that third missionary journey, he was there a little over 27 months, apparently, because he was there 3 months in a certain ministry that seemed to be accepted by the Jewish leaders as he spoke the way he did in the synagogue and so on. But then for 24 months, he continued to really minister among the Ephesians. When he got there on that third missionary journey, he prayed with those leaders of that church, and it says they were baptized in the Holy Spirit and began to speak in a heavenly language. It said that aprons and handkerchiefs that had touched Paul's body in Ephesus were taken to people who were sick, and they were healed, and evil spirits left them. Now, the mighty power of God worked with the Apostle Paul in Ephesus. I wish the Apostle Paul could walk into Springfield. And if he can't, I wish the power of God would be upon Pastor Jeff Peterson just like it was on the Apostle Paul. The only thing, everybody in the country would want him to go and be in their town too. So God knows what's best through Pastor Jeff. But you can see that the Apostle Paul believed the Ephesian church could have a part in a more effective ministry through the Apostle Paul. And he said his final farewell to those at Ephesus and never was able to visit them again. He must have been confident that their prayers would help him. Now, I felt that we should stop at each of these 3 points in the message tonight, and we should pray about something for Pastor Jeff Peterson. Right now, I want us to pray about him feeling fulfilled as he begins to minister in Springfield, especially during the 30 days without his wife. You know what it is to be without your companion somewhere that God has you in ministry? Well, we're going to pray that he'll be fulfilled and that he will have health and wisdom. We know he had the knee surgery a few weeks ago. We want him to have no problem with that. Let's pray right now. Thank you, Jesus, for his heart, his willingness to come and be our pastor. Would you speak healing upon his knee, and would you just continue to let him have a strength? Would you continue to bring a wisdom? Would you continue now to let him be fulfilled in his ministry here in these days ahead right now? We thank you for him. We receive him as a gift from God. And we thank you for your blessings upon him. In Jesus' name. Paul asked the Ephesian Christians to pray that God would give him words to say, words to speak. Look at Paul's hunger for the relevant, timely, strengthening words from God. Warning words that proceeded from the mouth of God. It reminded me of that phrase Jesus gave in Matthew 4. Don't try to live just by bread alone, but live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Paul believed that the prayers of the Ephesians were important then in the process of God giving him the words to speak in ministry. Paul knew he faced the forces of darkness in Ephesus and that part of the world at that time. He knew he needed God's powerful words to speak and to write. And more than just speaking, he wrote these words that we have in Ephesians. Without knowing the exact sequence of those writings, we know that God continued to inspire him to keep. And so the prayers of the Ephesians must have been answered as God continued to give the apostle those words. I believe Pastor Jeff will receive words from God every time he walks into that pulpit if we're a praying church for him. I believe there'll be everyday experiences he had wherever he's talking with people can be like the apostle saying, just pray that every time I open my mouth, words will be given me to fearlessly speak about the things of the Lord. So at this point, I want us to pray about these words of revelation to our pastor, about the unsearchable riches in Jesus, and to pray that he'll have those timely words and the strengthening words that people need. And God knows the convicting word for the lost to be saved and receive Jesus and be hungry when they walk in and hear our pastor preach the word of God. Let's pray again. Lord, you see his heart. He wants to speak the revealed will of God. And we pray tonight, Lord, that there will be that freedom, that liberty in the Holy Spirit, that anointing of the Holy Spirit that is coming upon him, Lord, for these days now in his life, for this stage of his life, and that he will sense that God is giving him fresh revelations and giving him the strengthening words that are needed, the convicting message that might be needed, the timely words that are needed, and that he is blessed while he's a blessing. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. So the final area I wanted to speak about was that he was asking the Ephesians to pray that he would receive the words to speak and that I will declare it fearlessly as I should. After Paul had suffered what he had, he just wanted to know that he had the strength to endure whatever was going to come his way, that he wouldn't be fearful. We never hear again of any reluctance on his part to speak out the glorious things of the Lord. We never hear again of any concern for fear that he had. The church at Ephesus must have prayed through to the victory for the apostle. That's the way God has us working in prayer. That's the way God leads us in prayer, is the victory comes. And so let's faithfully hold up Pastor Jeff's name to the throne of God every day. Let's believe God for that calm strength within him, that he's not nervous or fearful about anything here in Springfield or anywhere else, and that the Lord answers his prayers and gives him that calm strength and assurance and answers his need to sell his house and so on, and and meets the needs of his children and this daughter who's moving here to have her senior year in high school here, and just that he won't be afraid that she will become wayward or distant or hurt by it in any way, that he won't have any fear about that, that he will fearlessly declare what God wants him to declare. Shall we stand together then as we're making this our closing prayer tonight? Now, Lord, we have this confidence that your word says that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if you hear us, we receive what we ask. We know it's your will for our pastor to have that calm assurance and not fearful about anything, for ministry or family or anything else. And so we just hold him up to you tonight, Lord, asking that the strength of the Lord flows through his spirit, flows through him, Lord, and gives him that boldness and fearlessness, Lord, and keeps him in a place of calm assurance and strength, Lord. May he this Sunday, Lord, have the most wonderful sense of your will in his life. Have the most wonderful peace about the steps ahead in his life and for this church and his wife and his mom and dad here this Sunday. We just pray that they'll be blessed of God together here this weekend. We pray that they will have the joy of the Lord fill their hearts. We pray that Pastor Bradford will have your anointing as the installing of the pastor happens. That the Lord has his way. Our Lord has his way this Sunday. And lives are touched and lives are even transformed who walk into this place this Sunday. We thank you, Lord, tonight for the touch of the Holy Spirit upon us, even as we're entering into prayer for him, and how we have such a place of peace that God is having his hand upon our pastor and upon our church and upon our lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. To God be the glory. The Lord our God is a mighty God. To God be the glory. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. 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 We thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise you, Lord.